Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast radio episode with Andrea Anger. And I am doing an episode today on the book, When We Fight, We Win. A longtime social activist, Greg Jobin Leeds, joins forces with scholars to capture the philosophy, tactics, and art of today's leading social change movements. We ask ourselves what key ingredients make a modern movement inclusive and transformative. Today in this society, we tend to gear towards social movement success as something that had some type of incident leading towards it or some type of destructive action that led the general public to come together and join forces to collaborate in society with the governance of politics and the people held accountable, stakeholders, for dispersing funds throughout society. This book was created for all those who yearn to seek big changes. Greg Jobin Leeds takes a few moments and he asks a few questions like, what sort of change would you like to see in the world? And also asks for us to make a list of things that you would like to change and like to would see change. And going along with this, we have to think and realize that all of us in the whole entire world come from different backgrounds, different cultures, and different communities. And the biggest thing when implementing a social change or social movement is gaining the unity of society, even with those who are directly not affected by the incidents or change being implemented. And overall, that strategy, by gaining everyone's interest, will lead to a successful social movement. Wholeness. As we move into the first chapter of the book, When We Fight, We Win, we're looking at a word called wholeness. The state of forming a complete and harmonious whole. Wholeness. Why is this an important starting point for activism and what they do? When we think about reclaiming wholeness, we think about, for example, in the LGBTQ and the Black Lives Matter social movements, that public revelation was used of a systematic, widespread sexual harassment and abuse. So basically what was happening is we pulled in people that were being discriminated against and people that could benefit from the social movement. And also, in addition, we pulled in people that weren't directly affected by the social movement and the choices of the social movement. And we gained everybody's respect. We taught society and we taught the communities in which we lived how important it was for everybody to be supportive so that nobody was discriminated against. Because either way you look at it, if you look at it from the Bible standpoint of view, no one is to judge anybody but God, because God created everybody and God is the only one to judge. So if you look at an individual judging another individual because of race or sexual orientation, then really, if you want to go back to the Bible, it would be a sin. And if you want to scientifically look at it, you can look at gender playing a role in specifics as far as what kind of duties a male and a female can perform. Well, overall, a male's structure is very robust compared and masculine compared to a woman's body parts. So therefore, yes, there are definitely circumstances that a man would outperform a woman, but do we put a price tag on that? Or is that God's duty to put a price tag on that? You know, as far as the wage goes. So that's what we have to ask ourselves is, who is to judge, and can we get people that aren't even directly impacted by these types of things to be supportive, so therefore we can gain the whole entire community's interest and not just the people that are directly impacted by it. So as we gather our thoughts and we lead into the middle of this podcast radio section, I'm going back to the issue I'm asking you. What do you think you would change in the world today? How would you change that in the world today? Who would be affected by the change in the world that you made today? And how can you get people involved to make a difference? The next section will show you what typically has to happen, or a typical example of a type of theory that when we fight, we win, leads into, in order to gain people's attention, in order to move forth and actually have a successful social movement. Have started social movements, or social movements have started, is one, some type of destruction or incident happening, unfortunately, which we do not want that to happen, but it has in the past. Or two, people go on strike, like a union going on strike, and people standing on a picket line holding up signs, showing what they believe in or what they want support of. So basically everybody stops working until they get what they want, or stops functioning to a certain degree in order to get what they want, in order to get the attention from other people and from politicians, in order to gain access to the funds needed in order to implement resources throughout the community so that there can be a change made. Also, looking beyond the realm of life that the direct issue effects. So basically going into different communities and expressing the reasoning why there needs to be a change and why we need support from people that are not directly just affected, but also people who may not be directly affected, but they can help. And by doing that, we can form what we call a destigmatization. Destigmatization. Well, we look at it as basically something that you have a complex about speaking about, or a community has a complex about speaking about in public. So, for example, before it was okay to announce to people that, for instance, somebody was gay, it in society it was not accepted at one point, and people were shy about speaking about it, and people had mental health problems because they were unable to be who they wanted to be in society, because there was such a drawback on what it looked like to be gay in the community. So what destigmatization is basically taking the stigma, which would be being gay in the community, and destigmatizing it, so making it okay in the community. And this book that we're doing the podcast on, When We Fight, We Win, is basically a strategy for destigmatizing certain situations and making them into a positive. And the way people did that was through art. And there's tons and tons of ways of expressing a community's opinion, or expressing a community's supportive ideas through artwork, whether it's through music, or whether it's through a play, or whether it's through a painting. And by doing this, it relieves that stigma. It makes it okay for people to talk about being gay, or, for instance, liking something that you generally would be unaccepted for. And so what it was is this book really, really broke it down and acknowledged those big key players in the strategies of making something feel welcome in the community and something that could be passed as a social movement so that people could have mental sustainability, in turn making society a more healthier nation, making medical bills go down because people are not struggling with medical conditions because of the stress involved in not being accepted into society. And that's why the title of the book is When We Fight, We Win. Because when you fight for something and you strategize with like-minded people and get people involved that initially weren't like-minded, then you feel wholesome. You feel like you've won. You feel like you have confidence and that you have gained something. So it's all through the strategies of creating unity and taking the economic power that people have and the funds that the politics and the governance can use and using it as accountability and making it so that society is involved and they feel like their voice matters. And that is what artwork does. And that is what When We Fight, We Win really, really, really highlighted. And it was more along the lines of environmental justice. So, you know, it's how art and the environment and how humanity and society can all come together in harmonious unity. And that is what this whole entire thing led up to of making a successful social movement. So once again, we ask ourselves, what changes do you want to make in the world? What changes do you think that are going to be effective in society in order to gain positive mental sustainability? Who are the stakeholders? What are the stakeholders attracted to? And how can we attract people that may, in the first place, not support the ideas that are looking to be supported? So thank you once again for joining Andrea Anger in my podcast radio show, and hopefully you can step out into our community and you can make a difference and you can bring unity and peace and once again back to that wholeness outlook and that harmonious gesture towards a community to implement a social change that might impact the world forever. I hope you have a blessed day, and thank you once again for listening.